This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, Wendy's Big Show, 5 o'clock hours. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's got the On Deck Show coming up at the bottom half, and we got to get rolling here. And the St. Louis Cardinals lose to the L.A. Dodgers again today. Yes!
All right.
Nice. So the Milwaukee Brewers and St. Louis Cardinals now in a tie for second place in the NL Central.
That's
Brewers
right
can
now.
Just kick them right down to the curb with a W tonight. They will not have Christian Yelich. They will not have Lorenzo Cain. Sparky will have the update from Craig Counsell in about 25 minutes from right now on the On Deck Show. Earlier today, he spoke to the media, and in the center lane today of Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, he is pretty much the center of it, Gary. As we look at the Milwaukee Brewers trying to play with some house money out in Pittsburgh and finish off a sweep of the Pirates, who are 4-20 in their last 24 games. Since the All-Star break, you have an opportunity to, the old football saying, the cliche of stomp on the throat of the dying dog. This is where you are just about as beat up in that fight. And if the Brewers are able to get a win tonight, it feels like they're playing with house money going for the sweep with all the guys down, especially their two horses in Yelich and Cain.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It would feel that way. They've got a lineup that they feel good about. You think they could score some runs. The Pirates have got to be done by now, so hopefully you can catch those guys. You know, it just really doesn't matter much to them. And that, you know, your young players, Grisham and Hero, I mean, I think they're going to have to carry them offensively. And you hope that maybe Ryan Braun can just show you something today to help them score some runs. I think, to me, that's what it's going to be about.
Sparky,
but yeah, house money. For
you
sure.
Believe the Brewers are playing with house money tonight?
Yeah, for sure. I said coming in, once you found out that a bullpen day was going to happen on Thursday, or today, I should, no. Yeah, today. Today's the bullpen day. On Wednesday, I'm all confused on days. On Wednesday, we said on Monday, you better get games 1 and 2, so yep. Essentially, game 3 doesn't mean as much. You've already got the series 1, and lo and behold, they got games 1 and 2, and now today, with Pomerantz getting the start, and no Yelich in the lineup, and no Cain in the lineup, both dinged up here, you're able to go into this game without all that pressure of, boy, we gotta win, we can't lose another series. You've started to change momentum a little bit. Now it's icing on the cake if you figure out a way to win tonight's game. And again, like Baby Tasha was saying, Cain is dinged up with a sore knee, can pinch hit, just not starting. And then Yelich with his back thing, which could be a few days.
And if we find out exactly what happens with Christian Yelich, we'll bring you the latest on that. But Sparky does have the scoop from the skipper, and Craig Counsell spoke just a couple of minutes ago about that Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich injury of how Christian Yelich feels day in and day out. That's the center lane. Are the Brewers playing with house money tonight in Pittsburgh? And in the right lane today, is this just Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers? Now, Gary, Mike Clemens, our embedded Green and Gold football reporter, just texted me and wanted me to play this cut for you from Aaron Rodgers' presser yesterday. Instead of just the one where we're talking about him liking joint practices, this is how Aaron Rodgers views Matt LaFleur's offense.
Yeah, I like this game. I mean, I do. I like this game a lot. I like the stresses that it puts on defenses. I like the marriage of the run game with the action. I like our concepts from both stack alignments, bunch alignments, and from wide alignments. I think it's going to be very tough to get a beat on what we're doing. We do more under center stuff, which I'm totally confident with and comfortable under center. I feel like that allows us to get some more one-high stuff, as many defenses are basically have checks. If you're in the gun, it's two-high. If you're under center, it's one-high. I think it's going to allow us to open some more things up for some one-on-one opportunities outside. This minor frustration is when you do so many fun schematic stuff for 8 or 9 days, and then it gets kind of cut back for a couple days. But, you know, we'll be on next week, probably playing, and look forward to those practices.
That's good. I'm glad he thinks that it's fun. I mean, it's going to have to be. I mean, that's why they're doing it. I mean, this is the new wave. I mean, this is the Sean McVay's of the world. I mean, this is – I mean, you watch the Rams, and we have been here watching them doing training camp here on our – what you call them, ABC
– ABC Audio.
Yeah, and so they're running the same stuff. One backfield. I mean, it looks good. I mean, now, they didn't fare well this week against the Texans, but I'm excited to see what happens tomorrow night. Bill Michaels and I will be up at Lambeau Field tomorrow night, and the post-game show immediately after that game. I can't wait. It's great.
Are you jumping onto the Aaron Rodgers MVP train?
No.
Pete Prisco is.
No, I'm not. You have some of the same stuff that's cropping up that happened to McCarthy, and that's one of the reasons why they couldn't win. Now, I'm happy that he loves the offense, because I think that was also part of it. So if he's loving the offense, it's fresh, it's keeping him interested, that's all great, that's all fine. But there are some other things that they need to work out to win championships. Yeah, they can win games, and they've done that, right? See, that's what Steve is talking about. Steve has done winning games. He's got Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Probably one of the greatest quarterbacks in the league, back-to-back Hall of Famer. Steve's tired of winning games. He's ready to win Super Bowls. So if you want to win Super Bowls, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, which we often compare them to, they really ain't double talking. If it is, Belichick is nipping it in the bud.
Remember now, we had a whole bunch of drama surrounding that team.
Yeah.
Over Brady's trainer being or not.
Yeah.
They've had all their drama too.
And what did the hoodie do? Get out.
Yeah, that's what he did. And then he was allowed back in by the end of last year because Brady was pissed.
Well, right. But for right now, get out.
Right.
Yeah.
And they did win the back last two Super Bowls.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they were in the last two Super Bowls.
Right.
So, I mean, like, you can get there and still have frustration levels brewing up.
Sure. Sometimes it's for the good if you can.
But this is too much in your eyes.
Well, I mean, it's more the same, isn't it?
I just think these two guys were talking and didn't know what the other one was saying.
Oh, that's always the case. That was the case between him and McCarthy.
Right,
yes.
But now if it happens they come back to him after the game tomorrow night and we're listening to the, you know, Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show with you and Bill, and we're playing back Aaron Rodgers' press conference and everybody's listening on the fan, and he gets asked this question again and he goes, I know what he said, but I'm not changing my opinion. I don't want to play these things anymore. But he's the coach. Nothing I can do. If he says that tomorrow night, if asked about it, then I think it makes it worse than what happens, which this is just, you know, they both said it, not knowing what the other said.
Agreed.
They weren't on the same page.
Agreed.
Now you know what he said, and you still go out and go against them.
But
that's
Steve,
different.
That's always been the case, though, Steve. That's always been the case with McCarthy and Rodgers. Neither one of them knew what each other were saying.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of times if Aaron Rodgers was trying to take a shot at Mike McCarthy, everybody knew he was trying to take a shot
because
at Mike
McCarthy.
Because
they were together for so long. Sure. I mean, they knew each other so well, he probably could have done McCarthy's press conference for him as Mike McCarthy. Just like, you know, Baby Tosh loves doing impressions of everybody. I bet you Rodgers could have done a pretty good Mike McCarthy impression after a game doing a post-game press conference.
Man, I wish we could get that. That would be some just golden audio.
You know it.
That would almost be as gold as the audio of Josh Jones blowing off Radio Joe. Almost, because that stuff's pretty good. That's pretty good. Gary, also, Dean Murray is pretty good.
Can't let it go,
I can't, man. That stuff's just too funny.
He can't let go.
That's just too funny.
Well, my good friend Dean Murray can't let it go either, guys. He can't let go that he's the best jeweler in the state of Wisconsin. I'm speaking for that. Dean Murray, the Jewelry Center, 76 Layton Plaza in Brookfield off of Blue Mine Road and Tri-City National Bank building, a new location, folks, in Burlington, Wisconsin. If you're looking to get the most money for your old gold jewelry, well, you got to go to the Jewelry Center and ask for Dean Murray. If you're looking to get the best possible price on a piece of jewelry, well, hey, You got to go to the jury, son. Guys, you know I talk a lot about my good friend Dean Murray, and he is just that good. I was just over there today, the one on 76 in Layton, and Layton Plaza. I was just over there today hanging around with Dean and his staff, and I tell you what, guys, the people that he have there with him, they don't work for him. They work with him. The people that he has over there with him at that jury center, they're absolutely great. You're going to get impeccable service. It's going to be on time, and they're going to try to help you out with all your needs. Guys, go see him today for the best possible service that you can ever get at a jewelry store. That is Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center.
Programming note, Tom Pelissero joins Chuck and Winkler tomorrow at 6:15. Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show tomorrow night after Packers and Texans immediately following the game from Hinterland Brewery, and the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show here on The Fan with myself and Tim Allen after the Brewers and Pirates. And, Aaron Rodgers' old boy had a little bit of help for his coach. Maybe he could take some lessons from his old friend. I'll tell you next. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer has the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show coming up here in a few minutes from right now. What was that, Gary? Sorry.
Get you some meat candy.
Get a little meat candy. That used to be my nickname back in high school.
A little meat candy.
Is that weird that people used to call me that?
Oh, yeah.
I always thought they were kind of making fun of me. I didn't know.
They were.
But they were
you
laughing.
You like them Jolly Ranchers, though, don't you?
But they were laughing with me, right? Not at me.
Of course. Always,
right?
Always.
I am a fruity kind of candy guy, like Starburst, Skittles.
Yeah, you look like you're
all of that.
Yeah, that's a drop.
I'm not a huge chocolate fan, though.
You're a fruity kind of candy.
Yeah, I am. I definitely like that.
I'll get you my news, y'all. You got me. I'm ready.
Yeah, we got you.
For the first time, maybe about a year or so ago, I had a guy do
that. I'm talking about what you were saying beforehand. Give me the news that Steve's going to be excited about.
This from Tom Hargicourt on Twitter said Ryan Braun played right field last night, and he is slated to play right field again tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers for the first time since 2015, and is doing so again, originally slated to play in left. It was his idea to move over to right field and put Trent Grisham, the younger 22-year-old, out in the spacious left field porch of PNC.
A good idea, though.
Really a good team player right there. Right?
Yeah.
That's a good idea, though.
Right?
That's a good idea, though.
And he was like, you know what, guys? I know I probably can't cover all that ground that I should. Why don't we put Trent out there? He's quicker than me. He's faster. We'll put him out there.
We're trying to win.
Yeah. We're trying to win games.
Good job, Ryan Braun. Batting six.
How proud are you of him?
Very proud.
He's hitting six.
He's open
to it. That is a team player.
Team player.
Billy. He's at the end of the line, man.
Yeah.
This is what happens. You start getting at the end of the line. All of a sudden, you're willing to sacrifice a little bit more. Yeah. Starting to do different things. Just trying to figure out how to get to the end. He's got one more year left on his contract here. Unless he doesn't pick up the option or whatever. They're all going to be back together.
Picks up one more option, then I think he hangs it up.
You think he retires?
Yeah, I think
no way.
I think he also retires as a Brewer.
I think he ends up going somewhere in California for at least one
year. So you think he goes to play for the Dodgers or something? Or the Angels, something like that?
Somewhere for a year to play in California. Just for one year.
Dodgers is probably a spot.
Also, this from Bob Nightingale. You guys want to talk about how the Brewers' road trip has been ugly? They can wrap it up either 3-6 or 4-5 tonight. St. Louis Cardinals go 0-5 on their West Coast road trip, scoring 7 runs, and now they're 3.5 games back of the Chicago Cubs. That was the hottest team in baseball for quite some time.
You called it. You said when they were red hot, don't worry, they're going to go cold again. This is what they've done all year, and that's exactly what happened, baby Tosh, all over
it. Best team in baseball in the first month, and they win 8 games in a month. I mean, how do you do that?
And where are the Brewers?
Now tied. In second place with the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's how bad we've been too, though, Billy.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And you've been in a tough stretch as that.
Yeah.
Also, though, you're now locked in with a chance to get yourself back into that wild card, get the winning streak going to a 3-gamer tonight. Going to be a fun Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tomorrow. Yes. Gary's going to be up at WNFL getting ready for Packers and Texans.
Yep.
Hinterland tomorrow night. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show tonight. Myself and Tim Allen break down Brewers and Pirates and just see if the Brewers can come back home in a positive light. That's crazy to say after this road trip.
I like positive light.
Stevie's got the On Deck show next. 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's go.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.